Welcome to Chumba Casino, America's number one online social casino. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Explore hundreds of social games, including top-tier slots, jackpot games, and table classics with new games launching regularly. At home, on your lunch break, or relaxing on the couch, world-class entertainment is just a tap away. Score free daily login bonuses and kick things off with a free welcome bonus. Sign up today and discover why over 1 million players choose Chumba Casino to play for nonstop fun. Your next fun moment starts now at Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I'm not an expert on much. And one thing I forgot about, that's why I really need Tiki Barber's help with this, is what a good offense looks like. One reason I would have some level of confidence in the Jets this season is that on paper, at least, they have a chance to have a functioning offensive football team.
Yes.
The problem is, and this is mind-boggling, but I'm going to remind you of this, if you look at where the Jets have been ranked offensively over the last decade, it is actually incredible. Last year, 29th. Year before, 24th. Year before, 29th, 29th, 28th, 32nd, 31st, 23rd, 24th, and 30th. The last time... All that is awful, by the way.
So that's not good, right?
That's awful.
All right, just making sure.
That's not like, oh, they have a bad offense. That's every year they are in the conversation for having the worst offense in the NFL. The last time the Jets had a functioning offense was 2015, a year they won 10 games and their quarterback was Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's been a bad run of offensive football, yet as we begin this season, one of the reasons I would try to find optimism in this team is, well, their offensive line looks pretty good, especially the bookend tackles who now have a little bit more experience. They have pretty good wide receivers, assuming Garrett Wilson can stay healthy. They now supposedly have a functioning quarterback, and Breece Hall just got paid and hopefully has an offensive coordinator that knows how to use him. So there's a reason based on talent to think they should be significantly better than 29th or 24th, but it always starts with the quarterback.
That's right.
And
well, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to think of Geno because he was so bad last year, but the year before he was good.
Yeah, like, I think we had this conversation briefly because when Geno was starting to get in that trouble, we were reevaluating what his career had been like, and he was really good in Seattle following Russell Wilson, but then he goes to Vegas. The issue in Vegas was really his offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly. He didn't know what he was doing.
And, right.
And Geno looked lost out there. You'd go watch some of his games, and he had no idea where to go with the football, even on his first read. And so I chalk that regression, because it was a significant regression in Las Vegas, to coaching. So what is Geno Smith going to be with the Jets, and what is Frank Reich going to do with Geno Smith with the Jets? But more importantly, and you briefly hit on it, but it's the bigger issue for me with the Jets. They need to lean into their strengths. Now, what are their strengths? Offensive line and Breece Hall. The Jets were a top 10 rush offense last year. Like, they stunk offensively in totality. But Breece Hall was pretty damn good. They rushed for over 2,000 yards last season. I think it was 2,200 yards, whatever the number was. They had the ability, and part of it was a quarterback, obviously.
Sure.
But they had the ability to run the football last year. They just they never wanted to stick with it, right? They always wanted to, I don't know, find ways to be explosive. But when you're not a good team, offensively and defensively, the only way you're going to win is ball control and field position. And the Jets couldn't get that in their head. I hope that Frank Reich, as he evolves or just starts to take baby steps with his offense, keeps that in mind. Because when you have a good run game, dude, just hand it off.
Changes everything.
Just hand it off.
Yeah.
Right? Just go get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Maybe you pop one. Throw a screen in there here or there. So to me, it's going to be all about not getting ahead of yourself, thinking Geno's the man, and trusting that your best pieces of this offense are your offensive line and your running back.
And they've got a running back, and I feel this way now that Breece has gotten paid. I felt this way for the last 4 years, but it's crazy to think that Breece Hall's been in the league since 2022. So if my math is correct, this is going to be his fifth year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He even said it yesterday. He feels like a grizzled veteran. He sort of is a grizzled veteran.
Well, because of the strife.
Sure. But I feel like he's been misused since the moment he got here. And think about who his offensive coordinators have been. A couple of guys with very little experience in LaFleur and Engstrand, mm-hmm. and your guy, Nate Hackett. And I don't think any of those three guys, with all due respect, ever really used him properly.
Right.
I don't think they ever unlocked the great potential that Breece Hall has. And if you look at Frank Reich's history with some running backs, especially Jonathan Taylor, mm-hmm. he's got a good history of getting the most out of guys. And so I agree with you. I think it starts there. Because here's my grandiose view on this Jet team. I want them to make the playoffs. Now, that may cause some chuckles. Sean may laugh. Ha ha, playoffs. That's the goal going into a football season. I want to make the playoffs.
Right.
And I know that in order for this team to shock the world and make the playoffs, they have to have a top 10 offense. They haven't had a top 10 offense in 15 years. In fact, longer than that.
Right.
Do you know the last time the Jets had a top 10 offense?
In total? It's got to be 11, 10?
No, 2010? They didn't even have it then, no.
Beyond that, I'm going to say a Chad Pennington year.
It's close. Brett Favre.
Oh, I forgot about Favre. Are you serious?
2008.
Wow.
Under Brett Favre at quarterback. We know he collapsed at the end of the year, but let's not forget they did start 8-3. There was mm-hmm. some promising moments that year. That was the last time they had a top 10 offense. But I also know if you have a top 10 offense in the modern NFL, your chances of making the playoffs are incredibly high. Since 2020, if you have a top 10 offense, there's an 82% chance you make the playoffs.
Yep.
So I got to start there. Now, I don't have a lot of confidence in the defense. I've mentioned that before. We'll get to that later. But in terms of, let's just start with the basics. The strength of this team should be on the offensive side of the ball. Can they make the jump from being the 28th best offense in the league to 10th? Is a new offensive coordinator, a veteran quarterback, an offensive line that's gained more experience, Garrett Wilson being healthy, a better tight end room, is all of that enough to make a jump from being a bottom five offense? And maybe top 10's asking too much, so how about top 13? Let's go there. How about top half of the league? Yeah, which they haven't seen in 10 years either.
When you have a solid running game, And I was going to say non-turnover prone quarterback, but last year Geno Smith led the league in interceptions.
Last 2 years.
Yeah, he's been thrown 30. Terrible.
He has thrown over the last 2 years. Now, prior to this with Seattle, they did win games.
Yes.
So despite the turnovers, they went 10-7. But I think he's thrown 32 interceptions in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot,
T. It is a lot.
And a lot of those turnovers that last year in Seattle were in the second half when they collapsed.
That's
like
right.
They padded wins early.
No, you're right. You mean Las Vegas.
No.
Oh, so
last year in Seattle.
Right.
The second half, they had a bit of a collapse and a lot of
turnovers. No, you're right. And so it's a conundrum you're stuck in. It's why I wouldn't be surprised if Cade Klubnik gets a lot of reps this year, because he's not going to be willing to be mistake prone. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a veteran, you just feel like, I've seen this. I know what's going on. I know I can make that throw. I think a young quarterback under Frank Reich is going to be, all right, what do you want me to do, coach? Tell me what to do, coach.
Yeah, but Cade Klubnik is for when this season is over.
Let's be perfectly honest
about that. If they have any hopes of defying the odds, and that's what you should be thinking about in late July, August.
I don't believe in that anymore.
What do you mean?
I know what people say all the time. Look, you see the quarterback battles that are happening around the league right now. Kirk Cousins, Fernando Mendoza. We heard Clint Kubiak say yesterday that Kirk Cousins is going to get the start, so to speak, but they're going to be mixing in and out. Like, I don't believe in, you got to play the old guy because the young guy's not ready. He should sit for a couple of years because then he gets acclimated. Like, I hear that so often, and it's just nonsense. It hasn't proven to be empirically true. You see young players come in all the time in this league, whether their expectation is high or not, and they dominate, right? You see it. It happens. And so I think the best player should play.
I agree with that.
There needs to be a meritocracy. And if you look at the history, most recent history of Geno Smith, this is not even including the crap he had to apologize for to his teammate for the distractions and the good vibes that they had going this offseason. He hasn't been good. And so if Cade Klubnik comes in and he understands the system, he plays well in the preseason, there's no reason he shouldn't be playing if Geno Smith is playing like Geno Smith has played the last couple of years.
No.
So my point is, I get that people are like, oh, veteran. I hear it ad nauseum. It's like, shut up, dude. The best player should play. And if Geno Smith isn't good, because we have no idea whether he's going to be good or not, then Cade Klubnik should have every opportunity. to start for this Jets team.
Well, I would agree with you. If Cade Klubnik is out playing Geno Smith in training camp, he should play. But we are talking about a fourth-round pick. We're talking about a guy who's not coming in here like Fernando Mendoza with huge expectations. Now, could Cade Klubnik defy the odds and be the Russell Wilson of this era? Russ was a third-round pick, if we're being literal. But you know what I mean. He didn't come in with the thought of starting right away. Seattle had just signed a veteran quarterback in free agency in Matt Flynn.
Okay,
but
Matt Flynn. Who was Matt Flynn again?
He had one good bit of success with Green Bay and then got paid.
How many years of success have Geno Smith had?
He's had more success than Matt Flynn did.
How many years of great success has Geno Smith had?
Great success or just success?
Let's just say a Pro Bowl. Oh, I got it for
twice.
You. I got it for you. Once.
No, well, did he make it twice?
One time.
Oh,
one time.
That's the other part of this, Evan. To be honest, Geno Smith should absolutely be commended for what he did.
By the way, he made it twice. I feel good. I was right. Okay. It was 22 and 23. Back-to-back years, he did make the Pro Bowl.
I think one of those was a fill-in.
Oh, we don't count that one?
No, I don't.
That was a Shedeur Sanders Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it could have been. But on that note, Evan, and that's the problem with Geno Smith.
What?
He should be commended for the job he did in changing his career and the patience and waiting as a backup after everything went. But in the end...
Are you really sold on him?
Right. In the end, you look back. What happened with Geno in Seattle ended up being basically a two-year aberration.
So, where I'm at...
That's exactly right. Now, because in Las Vegas, he looked exactly like he looked everywhere else he's been.
At the end of Seattle.
From a team success standpoint, it was a three-year aberration because he was the starting quarterback for three straight years, and they had winning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, they weren't all great years. They weren't all Pro Bowl years. But he was the starting quarterback of a playoff team and an offense that ranked at a respectable level in three straight years.
What happened when they got rid of him?
They won the Super Bowl.
Oh, right, okay.
So maybe it was the team, Evan?
Yes, of course.
Maybe the team was good?
Of course.
And Geno Smith was a part of the team?
Well, no, but Geno
Smith... And then Geno Smith gets replaced by a better former Jet quarterback, and they win a Super Bowl.
First of all, I'm not putting Geno Smith in the Hall of Fame. I'm just trying to figure out a way in late July and early August to have hope and confidence that they could shock the world and be a playoff team.
Do you know what that sounds familiar to
me? And the only way that
like?
Could happen is if Geno's
good. You know who that sounds
good.
Familiar with? And I hate to throw this kind of shrapnel at a guy who's a New York Giant. I love him as a backup.
Who?
This was Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston thought he was about to get broke off paid. I'm one of the best quarterbacks. He led the league in touchdowns with 32 in Tampa Bay. He also led the league in interceptions that season.
No, I get you.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
You know what happened when Bruce Arians said, I can't win with this guy. We got to replace him. They won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady.
I don't know what you're mad at me about. Do you want them to bench Geno Smith?
No, I don't even love Geno Smith.
I
just think that you're over-enamored with the potential of Geno Smith.
No.
And I think your expectation needs to be tempered about this offensive season. They have a great running game. They have a great offensive line. They do not have a great quarterback.
You're very feisty today. I haven't even offered an opinion on what I think the Jets are going to be. I asked you because I know nothing about good offense since the Jets have had an LD offense for a decade and a half. I just asked you, hey, look, they've been 28th, 29th, 25th for a decade. I also know that if you can have a top 10 offense, you got a real good chance to make the playoffs, which is what I'd like to dream about in late July and early August. And we all agree the Jets have a lot of talent on offense. And I was simply asking you, hey, can Geno Smith, the quarterback, lead an offense to a top 10 or top 15 performance? I didn't even say he would. I'm asking you. And you're mad at me. What are you mad at me for? I didn't sign Geno Smith, nor did I want Geno Smith. But guess what? He's the quarterback. I have no other choice at this point.
Is he just the one that your head coach thinks is going to lead you to the promised land?
Here's what I think.
Here's all I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't believe fully that Geno Smith is leading the Jets to the promised land. Therefore, if you are a prudent coach, especially one that enters year two of your tenure on the hot seat, and you hire an offensive coordinator who you trust more than you trust yourself to lead offense, Cade Klubnik has to be part of the conversation. It's not just Geno Smith is going to lead us to the promised land. Well, what happens if he sucks? Right? What happens if you put all those eggs in that one little Geno basket and it cracks all open? Mm. Like, what do you do?
I think that's the point where you say, screw it, let's go see what the young quarterback's got.
Yeah,
I can't do that now unless Klubnik proves he deserves it.
He's a fourth round pick.
I have no expectation for him.
Cade Klubnik was a Heisman Trophy favorite going into his last season. He was supposed to be a top five pick. It was a disaster in Clemson. I called a couple of those games last year. It was a disaster. And so it wasn't all him. It was part coaching, it was part. I don't know, lack of talent. I have no idea. I can't explain it fully because those things sometimes are inexplainable. But going into last season, he was one of the top quarterbacks that was supposed to come into the NFL this season. And he had a bad year, and he fell. But he still presents this confidence about him. You see it in some of the interviews that he did after he was drafted in the fourth round. And he's not just, I'm a fourth rounder, I'm not going to get my chance.
Do you think they have something in him?
I hope so, too.
But I also know that going into the start of a season in which, and I don't think you disagree with me about this, I don't believe the Jets are going to be good. I don't think I have to say it every 5 minutes, but I've made that very clear. I think they're a four-win team. I also hope I'm wrong. I'm also a fan. I don't want to tank seasons. I don't want to go into the start of the season saying, hey, they're going to suck anyway, just lose out. I don't believe that. You don't believe that either.
Right.
So as we begin a football season, Geno Smith is going to be the quarterback, and in all likelihood, is going to beat out anyone who gave him competition.
Okay.
I think. And if he doesn't, by the way, Teak, then they're really screwed.
Not really.
Kate Klubnik's going to be this incredible story none of us see coming.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I hope so, but I have no evidence of that.
Don't you think with the evidence we have, there's a far greater chance Cade Klubnik is Dak Prescott in his rookie year than Geno Smith turns back the clock another 5 years?
The reason I'd say no to that, I'll give you my reasoning for that. I don't mean to crap on Cade Klubnik, because honestly, how much college football did I see of him? Right. And even if I did, that doesn't tell us the story. Geno Smith is a year removed from being the starting quarterback, a year and a half removed, from being the starting quarterback of a team that, yes, was very good and went on to win the Super Bowl, but was capable of being quarterbacked by him and winning 10 games. He's not that far removed from the best football he's played. It's not like it was 10 years ago. It was 2 or 3 years ago. Cade Klubnik is a fourth-round pick. Ryan Nassib was a fourth-round pick. Like, there's a lot of fourth-round picks that just die in the weeds.
Yes. No doubt.
So if you're asking me what is a greater chance of happening, and it's a fair question, Geno gives you the performance he gave Seattle 2 or 3 years ago versus Klubnik as a fourth-round pick, shocks the world, and tells Jet fans, I'm your franchise quarterback, I would lean towards Geno. I hope it's Klubnik because I want to have hope for the future.
Right.
But before I have hope for the future...
Well, you have hope no matter what for the future, simply because you have all the draft picks.
Yeah, and they have good young pieces that I hope to watch develop this year. And I understand that the odds are we're going to be sitting here in October, November talking about the draft and talking about next year. But as a sports fan, and I do this with every team I root for, and I think this is actually healthy, I'd like to go into seasons believing, especially a football season, and for the Jets to have success this season. If that's going to happen, as much as I don't think it's going to happen, and clearly based on your words, you don't think it's going to happen, Geno Smith needs to lead this offense to a top 12 performance, something we haven't seen the Jets do since 2015. They have the pieces capable of it. They have an offensive line that may be one of the best units they've had since the DeBrickashaw, Ferguson, Nick Mangold days. Mm-hmm. They've got a hell of a running back room. They clearly have a number one wide receiver, and they've got some depth behind it when they went up and drafted Omar Cooper and A.D. Right. Mitchell from last year. They've got two die tight ends, two good ones, including one they drafted in the first round. They have a lot of potential on offense. If Geno Smith and Frank Reich as a tag team can lead that to a top 10, top 12 performance, that's our avenue towards the Jets surprising all of us and having success. As I said at the top of the show, I looked it up out of curiosity. If you have a top 10 offense, what does that mean? Well, it means you got an 82% chance of making the playoffs. So, boom, you want to talk about how they can make the postseason? Yeah, that's where it starts.
That's the NFL.
That's the NFL, and that's the best, tell me if I'm wrong here, the best avenue to the Jets surprising everyone and being a playoff team is that avenue.
Yes.
It's not this defense becoming the 85 Bears.
No, because they're not going to be.
They're not going to be. They have the most potential with the talent they have on the offensive side of the football.
Agreed.
So for that to be occurring, Geno Smith to be the guy from 2023.
Yes.
Or 2022, to be exact.
Yes, but that was 4 years ago.
I understand.
And he's 36 years.
This so you're telling me it's not 36. Happening.
I don't trust that it's happening.
I don't trust it's happening either. I'm just hoping it's happening.
I wanted to love Geno Smith. I really did.
Yeah.
And then everything that I've heard this offseason has been negative.
Isn't because it? Of the baby mama
all,
drama.
All the off-the-field stuff. Yeah. All that stuff. It's like, dude, you have a chance to rewrite a story about you regarding the New York Jets, and it's just distraction after distraction, nonsense after nonsense. Like, what's your motivation?
Yeah.
Like, what are you focused on? And it clearly is not the Jets. So I feel like this could be a disaster. Maybe he stabilizes himself. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But you shouldn't hear negativity before a season even starts about a guy. And that's all we've heard.
No,
That's all we've heard. I
totally get it. It doesn't worry me as much as it worries you. I think what worries me mostly is that he's 36 years old.
Yeah,
he's coming
that's
off
even
a
worse.
Heart.
If he's 26 years old, fine.
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass man, dude. Like, what's going on?
There's a battle I have as a sports fan. I have opinions. when I don't get what I want, at what point do you stop talking about not getting what you wanted? Mm. It's like the Pete Alonso quandary, right?
Right.
I wanted him back. Am I supposed to bring it up every other day? Is that supposed to be like, some point today, I got to mention, I wanted Pete back. David Stern said, eventually you got to move on. I did not want the Jets to sign Geno Smith. I had a quarterback list that was displayed behind us in which I ranked, I think it was 25 quarterbacks on the Evan Roberts preferred list. There was a lot of it you disagreed with.
Yeah, because I wanted Kirk Cousins for you guys.
And I did not. I think I had him like 19th.
Yes.
So we disagreed. That's cool. That's fine. Geno Smith was way down on my list. So I don't want to do this every time we talk about it because I didn't want him. Mm. But I also hope I'm wrong. I also really hope that Geno Smith writes one of the most incredible stories none of us could see coming, which is he returns back to the place that drafted him 13 years later and leads us out of the misery that we live in.
They've been in an abyss for 55 freaking years.
Now, do I think that's happening? No, clearly you don't think that's happening. You're basically talking up Cade Klubnik on day one of training camp.
Options, baby.
But if the Jets are going to have success.
Underdog story.
It would be great. By the way, that'd be an even better story.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Jets are going to have success, the most realistic way they're going to have success is Geno Smith is not even a great quarterback, not even a franchise quarterback, but a good functioning quarterback.
Like, I just feel like he's the guy that's going to lead us to the promised land.
Boy, that line is going to live with him forever.
Oh, yeah. He should have just said anything else.
Anything else. Anything but that.
Why are you laughing?
Can I read a perfect Zach Rosenblatt live training camp tweet off of this open?
Oh, God.
Cade Klubnik has a pass slightly tipped, forced Kenyon Sadiq to try and catch it on the ground. It bounced up, and Mykal Walker intercepted it.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I'm not the one doing it. Tiki's the one basically saying, screw Geno Smith. What about Cade Klubnik?
And we have our first Jets training camp injury.
Oh, here we go.
D'Angelo Pons has strained his calf.
Oh, great. And he's going to be a big part of this team on defense.
Well, we know what that means.
What?
Achilles.
Oh, don't do that.
Glenn apparently said he's fine. He'll be fine, but it's a strained
calf.
Okay.
Great.
Strained calf.
We're off to a flying start.
You're 22 years old.
Welcome to Jets season.
Welcome to football season, because I have a feeling you're going to get injury updates later this day.
Probably around 3:30.